everybody, and
so
welcome
wait.
to another episode of the Let's Win Hockey Podcast. I'm your host, Drew, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts. Clearly, Devin's here.
What's up, everybody?
And Ryan.
Yeah, so we're just going with this.
No,
right,
we're doing it live. Doing a lot.
Oh man, I definitely did not do that on purpose.
We have a countdown for a reason, Dev.
Yeah, I know. I tried to get in there before.
What do you need?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. Glad it was so important. So yeah, guys, how's it going? Let's go off to a great start.
I got an update on my.
Your glove saga?
My gloves, yeah. Gloves saga, yeah. Actually got them ordered time.
Woo!
I got the ones with the little orange palms, so they look real cool.
So how long do you think it'll be until they cancel it?
Probably 2 days.
Did you get to use your coupon?
I did.
Oh. Did you get a free shirt again?
No. Because the palm gloves were a little bit more expensive. So the shirt wasn't free, but I had to order the shirt to get it over $100, so then I got the 50 off. But the palmed gloves are like $10 more, so it just put it over $100 anyway. I didn't really want the shirt, so.
Oh. Well, now you have a shirt and no gloves yet.
Well, no, I returned the shirt. Because I thought if I ordered again, I'd have to order another shirt if I got the same pair of gloves. Does that make sense?
So now you don't have a shirt.
No, and I don't want the shirt. I don't care about the shirt. Shirt's dumb.
You still don't have gloves, technically.
Nah. You could have given it for a Christmas gift.
I got my old gloves that are, like, torn to shreds.
Dude, you could have given that to Timmy for a Christmas gift.
What, the shirt?
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm going to give Tim literal poop for Christmas.
You could have given him poop on the shirt.
No, that's a waste of money. And a good shirt.
I assume everyone knows who Tim is, but, like, theoretically, someone would be listening to this and be like, who the hell is Tim?
Oh, Tim's Ryan's brother.
And I would say, if you don't know who Tim is, you're really missing out.
I'd say
whoa,
you're probably
say,
better off not knowing who Tim is. That guy's something special. Anyways, do you guys know we're a Flyers podcast?
Are we? Are we sure?
Yeah, so we should talk about
I don't think
Flyers.
technically we're a hockey podcast, I think is how we defined ourselves.
Yeah, all right, that's fine. So the Flyers.
We're a Wiz podcast.
Wiz wit
hockey, but
right,
like,
if you just say we're Wiz, people are thinking we're just peeing everywhere.
No, we're mainly about Wiz.
But wit, so we got onions.
And now we have hockey. It's not the Wiz with Onions podcast, you idiot.
This is going great, boys.
Anyways, so Morgan Frost, he made his debut the last time we were together, and since then he's played some pretty good hockey, eh, boys?
You're kind of burying the lead a little bit.
Have I?
Yeah.
That he's played some pretty good hockey.
Somebody made a prediction on this podcast about his first game, and it came true.
You said he'd score a hat trick.
No, you said he'd score a hat trick.
Ryan said he'd score a hat trick.
I said he'd score one goal, and he scored one goal. I was right. All right.
I remember somebody owing somebody Chick-fil-A. Was that a thing? Or Popeye?
Yeah, that was about the hat trick.
No, I'm pretty sure it was about the goal.
I don't know.
We'll have to go back and check the tapes on that.
All right, play the clip.
I'm not playing a clip. It's just
God. Drew, insert the clip right here, guys.
Stop.
Don't worry.
Stop making me do more work. All right.
Wow, see, Drew, I told you.
What are you talking? What if the clip
It'll make
was
sense. The... It'll make sense when the clip gets inserted and everyone sees that we're right.
But what if the clip wasn't in your favor?
I know it was in my favor. Because I remember.
It was in the... Ryan, check the doc. All right, who's echoing? Ryan, check the doc.
Not me. It's Ryan.
Fine, I'll go back and check the doc.
Ryan, check the doc. Turn me down in your headset, too. So I
You know what it is? You know what it is again? I have my mic too close to my head. All right, so Morgan Frost.
Yes, Morgan Frost. He's played some pretty good hockey. Four games played, 2 goals, 1 assist, 3 points. All three of those points came in the first 2 games he played. So, you know, he's slumping now, and what are you gonna do?
That first goal. Can we just talk about the first goal that I predicted? It was so
absolutely gorgeous.
Great. I loved it.
Just fantastic.
That kind of goal is what gives me hope that Frost is going to be a legitimate superstar in this league going forward.
I would like everyone to forget the fact that I said on this podcast that he was just a meh prospect.
Yeah,
that did happen. It's tough to tell with prospects.
I would like everybody to remember the fact that I said he was a good prospect.
But because everybody's a good prospect, so I mean...
Felipe Myers.
Because there is a contingency of the Flyers fan base that takes every single prospect we have and hypes them up to be this incredible superstar player.
Dude, yeah. Isaac Ratcliffe's going to be the future, man.
I think you have to accept the reality that prospects aren't always going to turn into some great player or superstar player. And each individual player is going to have their own path.
Nolan Patrick's fine.
But once they get into the NHL, once they start playing in actual pro leagues, then you can kind of go from there and judge them based off of what they've done in those leagues.
Is that when they get the migraines?
No. That's... No. Oh. Nah, yeah. But yeah, so Frost, he's looked really good. I think if you judge him based off these four games so far, I think he's going to have a really high upside.
I think the number he wears is very fitting.
Yeah, I do like his number. I don't want the number to change.
I don't want the number to change because he is Danny Briere reborn. And I love that. Danny Briere is one of my favorite hockey players. So
I usually don't go in too deep about players picking their numbers because any number could be cool if the player's good, if he wears it right.
Except for 69.
No, 69, I want somebody to wear it, damn it.
No, it's not cool.
It's a meme.
It's definitely cool. It will be cool.
It's not cool.
No, it is cool, and it will be cool. The player who first wears 69 in the NHL, I guararantee you, will
be
heralded.
Has no one ever worn it?
Somebody's had to have worn it.
Maybe, but in the modern era, over the past 10 or 20 years, I guarantee you, nobody's worn it
in the
NHL game.
I like the fact Andrew Desjardins, 2010.
He wore it?
69?
Yeah.
Did you just pull that up or did you just know that?
I just pulled it up.
Okay.
How many games did he play? Do you know? Does it say?
2010?
Yeah.
I feel like it would have been a bigger deal.
Eric Desjardins was still playing?
Andrew Desjardins.
Oh.
Yeah, Eric Desjardins. So like, you know what would be really funny?
I was like, I don't remember Eric Desjardins wearing number 69 in 2010 especially.
That's because Andrew Desjardins was
the
one who
said
did it.
Eric.
Said Andrew.
Rewind the tape.
Pretty
this clip right here.
Pretty sure I'd know how to say my own name.
All right.
Just saying. Hey, I don't understand why you don't believe me.
Well, how many games did he play? Does it say?
Look it up. Andrew Desjardins. Handed in by the team.
All right, start talking about Joel.
I know you're saying Andrew.
It was for a little bit. It was a little bit in that year.
All right, well, I feel like it'd be a bigger deal
76
now.
Games. 76 games.
76 games, okay.
Oh, man.
All right.
Nick
Twitter
69 games with the
Twitter was in its early days in 2000.
Nick Backstrom wore 69 for a bit when he was playing in the KHL.
But was it a meme then?
Yes.
When did the nice meme start?
I mean, maybe not the nice meme part of it, but the other part of it.
Yeah, but like it's kind of taken off. Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
All right. Anyways. We've had enough of talking about 69. Joel Farabee has been added to our doc. Ryan, why is Joel Farabee in our doc?
I just figure we should talk about him.
I feel like we talk about him a lot.
But, you know, he's got 18 games played, 6 points. How do we think he's doing? I mean, he's still a young guy, you know. He's not going to I don't even see Frost ending the season with, more than, like, 30, 40 points.
I think he's a nice guy.
But is has he been playing good hockey?
Yes, now he's a good hockey player too.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's had his rough patches. He took a couple high stickings two games in a row. But he's playing through them, and he's talked about that too. But by all means, I've liked his game so far, and I'm glad that he's still around with the team.
I would just like to say that I said he's a nice guy just to mess with you, Dev.
I know. I think his his overall game is pretty good, so like he doesn't have to put up points to stay on the team, which is good. Like he's good in his own end, which is why he's still on the roster and not playing for the Phantoms, even though he hasn't scored in a while. And I think the goals will come. I think we'll just have to see. Wait it out. He's still young, you know. Like, young guys hit stretches like this, so he's not playing bad. I don't think, right?
No, just dumb youth mistakes.
You think
there
Frost...
was the turnover? That turnover obviously was really bad. But like, if you erase that turnover that led to a goal, what game was that?
I don't know. Frost is doing the same thing. He had a turnover.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say period. Yeah.
Third period
in the Calgary game.
Yeah.
I think it was before Frost came up.
Yes.
Farabee had that like egregious turnover.
And then he got benched that game.
Yeah. But like, if you take away that one terrible mistake, I don't think there's anything else that really stands out, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think both so far have been playing really good. They're obviously play drivers. They're I wouldn't call them. They have the potential to be high offensive forwards. And they look like they play a good two-way game.
You're not about to go into that number bowl that nobody likes except for you two, right?
What?
Advanced statistics?
Nah, I didn't pull up the advanced stats for you.
They're not really that advanced, honestly.
Yeah.
They're pretty simple.
I mean, I don't understand why they have an ex-girlfriend stat in there. I don't see how that works.
I never noticed that. That was Pito retweeted that today. And
that was a good one.
Was a good one. But it is just like a percentage isn't complicated. I don't understand why people think that's like...
That's the advanced part.
Yeah, like the advanced is a percentage sign. Like, it's like, come on. You understand save percentage, right? Like, that's not you wouldn't say that's an advanced stat.
Numbers
are scary.
It's
the same thing.
Yeah, but
like, as soon as you get beyond, like, literally counting, everyone loses their mind. Like, you did more than counting.
It's because the hockey boys told us that Corsi's bad.
Numbers are scary, people. When are you going to learn? Why do I need numbers to tell me what I see?
All right, well, then don't use goals or assists either.
This reminds me of something I might have stumbled over.
Okay.
You're going to have to look into this for me because I'm driving. Are Hag's advanced stats good?
Don't. If they are, it's the worst stats ever. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to.
I don't care.
I know they were bad for the past two.
Yeah, no,
years.
He was like.
If you say he's good because
defensive.
Of advanced stats, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
I'm not.
I will get violent.
Change anything, but I just think that he's actually got some decent. His relative stats are all really bad, which means he's bad.
Don't you dare say
but...
he's decent.
No. Okay. Well, just so everybody stays sane here. No, he's still posting a horrendous Corsi 4.
Okay. Okay. I was, like, trying to – because, like, the site I used to use is now offline, so I don't know where to get my advanced stats anymore. So
you can get the more basic advanced stats at Hockey Reference.
Yeah. So I was looking for a little bit more.
No, I know. They don't do expected goals and stuff like that.
That's ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, they don't do ex-girlfriends.
Yes.
You want those ex-girlfriends.
So actually, while we're on the topic of advanced stats and Hag,
yeah, great,
we can move into Ghost being benched.
Oh, that's where we're going with this. That's what. Yeah, now while we're talking about advanced stats,
talk about
Ghost got benched.
Ghost.
God, there's so many easy.
Man, he's really living up to his name lately.
Yeah, he hasn't. So I said this the other day on Twitter. I think that he obviously brings more to the team than Robert Hag does. But
I agree.
I don't necessarily hate the decision to see him sit because I think at this point, AV, I don't know what he's actually tried with Ghost yet, or I guess switching him off and on the power play and something to get his volume out in the media, trying to get his game going, but nothing's clearly worked yet. And I think at this point they want to get him back to the hockey he was playing a couple years ago, to back to his best hockey, and nothing so far has worked. And I think at this point, sit him for a game to see what happens.
Right. At the risk of sounding like a hypocrite, because okay. I was probably one of the angriest people ever when Hackstall benched Ghost a couple years ago. But I think this is completely different. So,
well,
yeah, no, it is. Because when Hackstall benched Ghost, Ghost wasn't really necessarily playing poorly. Hackstall thought he was playing poorly, but he was actually doing good things. He was creating offense, and, you know, when he was playing, the Flyers were in the other team's zone more. It was that whole, like, oh, he doesn't do the defensive things right. But, like, those don't matter if you have to talk the entire time.
Not to mention, a couple of years ago, Ghost would have been one of the better defensemen on the team. Now it's, you know, we have our top two guys, and Myers and Sanheim, and we have other players that can fill those roles.
My other point, even if Ghost was playing poorly back then when Hackstall benched him, Hackstall wasn't benching Andrew McDonald, who was playing worse. But I don't think there's a defenseman necessarily playing worse than Ghost right now, with the exception of the guy that, like, is stepping in for him. But, I mean, maybe you could argue Braun, but I think Braun's been fine.
Braun's been a mixed bag. He's been kind of whatever.
But, yeah, so all I have to say is I kind of agree with the benching, honestly. Like, people are human and they need to be motivated. So hopefully, you know, he comes out. Like, he's going to play again, obviously. And, you know, hopefully he comes out, like, on fire. But he's been very lately.
I have a trade proposal for you. And this kind of brings on to it. Yes, we're doing this right now.
Does it involve Ghost?
It involves Ghost and Vortex.
Other team says no.
Can you give me a second? Damn. All right, we're going to go to the Flames because they're having a lot of issues with certain things.
I swear, if you add Johnny Gaudreau into this trade, Drew, I'm going to lose it.
We already did this.
an unnamed player. And Travis Hamonic for what I'm sending to them. Voracek, Ghost, and a first.
No. I don't think the Flames would say yes to that.
All right, two firsts.
Maybe.
But
they're not rebuilding.
Wait, is it just Gaudreau for Ghost, Voracek, and now two firsts?
I mean, I threw a defenseman in there. An older defenseman, but...
Who's the defenseman?
Travis Hamonic.
Yeah.
I mean, you could take Michael.
How much is that, like, for cap reasons? Like, does that...
I mean, he's a UFA after this year. That's why I picked him.
Yeah, but, like...
3.8 million.
Calgary's, they're a pretty... cap tight team. They're
Ooh,
close
they
to the
are.
Ceiling.
They are.
Yeah, they are close to the ceiling. I just don't think that trade's going to work out just money wise, let alone player wise.
All right, let's move on. Thought. Drew forgot to look at the numbers. Numbers scare me. Go ahead.
Did we ever take our victory lap with Roberto Luongo? Kush. Remember when you proposed to trade and you threw him in for cap reasons and.
Oh, he retired. And then he retired.
Yeah, and then he retired. Like
and
we
then
said
he retired. Oh, I forgot what that trade was, but that would have been beautiful.
I don't remember.
Hell yeah. I forget what the details were, but all I know is
all I know
like...
is you threw in Luongo for cap reasons, and Drew said, I don't think they would trade Luongo.
I don't remember this at all.
All right, play the clip.
Then he retired. Wow, I can't believe I'm right, Drew.
Drew, you're an idiot.
Listen,
Andrew, you're gonna have a lot of editing to do.
Guys, I'm not going back and getting these clips. Like, it's just
I
not
do
gonna
remember
happen.
That though. How long ago? It was over the summer.
As soon as you said throw him in for cap reasons, it just popped in my head. I was like, oh yeah. And I think there was a $5 bet involved as well.
No.
So Drew owes me money now, is what we're saying.
Nah.
All right. So he owes Jeff Chick-fil-A. He owes me $5.
I'll tell you what. If those things are, you guys got to go find the clips and post them to Twitter, and then I'll pay up.
Okay.
So that's what you got to do.
All right, man. So.
Yeah, just make sure that the episode that we're recording currently is posted before you just start tweeting random things.
Yeah, Drew's going to edit all of this.
Anyway, speaking of Ghost, because I didn't really chime in because I was trying to look up a bad trade. I think benching him was the right move. I don't like Robert Hague, but, I mean, who else you going to put in there? You going to call up TJ Brennan? Like, it's not, you're not going to do that. You know what I mean? So.
You know, actually, that this totally off topic.
We're
totally off topic. But
that should be the name of the episode.
You know what's really been bugging me about the Phantoms? Like, really minor inconvenience, whatever, really shouldn't matter for anything. But they refuse to make TJ Brennan captain, and they keep bringing in these random old guys, and they're like, ah, you're a fine captain. Just make the hometown kid who's been here, like, 5 years.
Who's the captain?
Andreev. And then it really doesn't matter, but that's just something small.
If you're going to play Hag, call up TJ Brennan, give him a couple of NHL games. Give him a nice
I don't think that
TJ Brennan has been the best minor league defenseman for like the past 8 years.
He's one
of the best AHL defensemen of our lifetime.
Honestly, he should be in the AHL Hall of Fame if there's such a thing.
And he should be captain of the Phantoms.
He should be captain of the Phantoms.
And
you know
the
what?
Phantoms should be purple, and they should have a phantom on their jersey.
All right.
Really, all right. We should just air our grievances with
the
Phantoms.
Can we just focus on one thing here? Can we just try and get hashtag make TJ Brennan captain the thing?
Sure.
Absolutely. All probably right, a total of two people will retweet.
20. We have 20 listens, all
right?
Everybody
especially
listening.
Right now with all the real serious.
No, I'm not saying about the.
We'll hop on our call.
Yeah.
I'm just saying nobody's going to care about TJ Brennan being captain.
Let's not look at what's happening in Calgary, all right? Let's just stay away from that. Anyways, Voracek.
Yeah.
Has his recent performances added anything to his trade value?
I don't know. No. I feel like this has always been Voracek. He's just wildly inconsistent, and sometimes he's just going to get really hot and start scoring a bunch of goals and or making a bunch of cool plays, and then other times you're going to want to rip your hair out watching him.
Voracek goes off and gets on like a 70-point pace for the season, I don't think any team is going to trade for him.
So I have a question. If the Flyers are in a playoff position at the deadline, do they even shop Voracek?
No.
I don't think you can because
if they're pushing for playoff position.
Okay, well, we need more context. How is Voracek in this situation? Because if they're in the playoff conversation at the trade deadline, it probably means Voracek is contributing, right? Like, because he's a big piece of the team. So if he's – like, if Voracek sucks all year – the Flyers probably are going to end up sucking a little bit. Like, he's important. Unless, like, he's playing on the fourth line and Frost and Farabee are lighting it up. But, like,
well, he's got 16 points in 24 games right now.
Who?
Voracek.
That's not bad, actually.
That's what I'm saying.
So why do we want to trade him?
I don't like him.
I don't love him either.
I think it's going to be – I think it's hard to trade Voracek.
What are you getting back?
Yeah, it's tough to dump. It's tough to dump that. You're probably going to have to retain salary.
You're probably getting back a defenseman.
Oh, do we need a defenseman?
Yes.
Okay,
especially a defenseman that I assume is going to take up cap space because Voracek takes up a ton of cap space.
Right, but what if it's a rental?
I don't know. Who are you replacing Voracek with?
You have Ghost sitting in the press box right now. I don't really think you need a defenseman.
Yeah, but Ghost is playing like ass.
Yeah, but like... I would say the defensive core is pretty fine, and like usually what you want is defensive depth. And if Ghost is your seventh defenseman, I think it's a lot hard. It's harder to do much better than that. Like,
all I'm saying is like Ghost is supposed to be this offensive machine, and he's got 6 points in 22 games.
Right. Yeah, he's struggling a bit, but I think
Matt Niskanen has 9 points.
That's okay. Yeah. Well, I understand.
Phil Myers has 6 points. Travis Sanheim 7 points.
I'm just saying, I think you're trading, you're kind of like, you're trading away Voracek and then you're not going to replace him on the forward core. So like now you're losing a top six winger. Which
maybe
is
Nolan Patrick will be back.
He's not a top six winger.
And I don't think he's going to come back at all this year. I don't know. That's just my speculation on it.
Guys,
they have him on.
Guys, you're forgetting.
Nolan Patrick's also a center.
You are also forgetting something.
What?
We have the Phantoms captain, Andrew Andreoff, to call back up.
Stop.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're just getting ridiculous.
All right, what about the Germ? Or Misha?
You can't replace Voracek with any of those players, though.
You're not going to replace him with a rookie. Like,
yeah. But Farabee could come up and take Voracek's spot in the top six, but it still doesn't, you know, Farabee's still a young rookie. Like, you have to develop him before that.
We talked about how Farabee hasn't done anything, really.
Yeah, and I'm not against trading Voracek. That's fine. We just need something to replace that value.
If you're going to trade Voracek, you have to bring back another top six. It's going to be a change of scenery trade, you know? Like, think Lucic for Neal.
Losing that trade.
I have a question. Which team are we in that trade?
Exactly. I don't know. So
that's fine.
Unless you find us. I mean, there are stupid teams out there who would trade us, you know, some player we wouldn't expect for Voracek. I understand that. But, like, we don't know that exists. And, like, those trades always surprise us. So if we're going to sit here and talk about expectations, I don't think you can reasonably expect Chuck Fletcher to fleece anybody and get a good player back in return for Voracek. If anything, the way the Flyers win the trade, it's for cap reasons, and they dump Voracek's contract, which would hurt them this year. So I don't think he's getting traded. We're just going to have to deal with Voracek. I know he's frustrating, and we wish he was better, and he makes a lot of money, but he's here, so just deal with it.
That's pretty much, yeah. I mean, the NHL's weird. You can't just go out and trade players because you feel like it. It's a very cap-restricted league. That's why, you know, we saw over the summer, PK Subban basically went for peanuts, but it wasn't because he's a bad player. It's because Nashville valued that cap space.
Subban.
Yeah, so, and this point...
Sorry.
At this point,
Subban.
You said Subban weird, man. I'm sorry.
Subban.
Did I say Subban?
Yeah.
Subban, whatever.
Yeah, you said it like Dr. Zoidberg.
I was confused. I thought you sneezed or something. But no, yeah, you can't, like, the Flyers right now, they are in compete now mode. They value players more than cap space, more than picks or prospects. You're not going to get anybody in a trade that can essentially replace Voracek's spot in the top six, unless it's a change of scenery trade, and you
Hear
just can't. That's not that you can't expect that stuff to happen.
Hear me out for a minute. All right, let's just say the Flyers make the playoffs, and then they go on a deep run, right? And it's the third round. I guarantee you, if they win the round, all we'll hear about is the veteran leadership of Jake Voracek. Like,
I don't know.
He'll have a grizzly beard. He'll score a game-winning goal, and then it'll be like,
I'm sure that'll be like a post-game thing. Like,
yeah,
one
like
game.
Every time a team wins the cup, there's always some guy on the team who's good, but it was frustrating the fans all year until suddenly he wasn't because he was doing things in the playoffs. Like,
Who was that for the Blues?
I don't know, the whole team. Brayden
Schenn. True, yeah. The whole team. They made the playoffs. They did great.
They did massively disappoint the fan base for half
the
year.
You know who it was?
It was David
Perron. Personally, yeah, the whole team disappointed the fan base for half the year. But it was that dumb goalie they found.
Jordan Binnington? You mean the angry
guy?
Yeah.
Again, goalie.
Guy who doesn't like cab drivers.
Yeah, he's
Patrick Kane.
Goalies are weird. I hate goalies.
No, Binnington doesn't like cab drivers. He has some tweets about him.
Well,
back in the day.
I think everybody has proven the fact that they hate me and don't want to hear me talk about Voracek anymore. So let's move on. You guys,
Drew, I do want to apologize. I feel like I do yell.
Yeah, it's fine.
Drew, in your defense, Dev, Drew really does say some dumb shit.
It's fine. I have some crying time reserved for after the pod of the week, so
okay,
it's fine. So you guys ever hear the thing with the American Thanksgiving? We kind of touched on it last year, or last week, last week, where like whatever the standings are in the in American Thanksgiving when that comes around. That I'm talking a lot and not getting to my point. That yeah, that's what the playoffs are more than likely to be.
Spit it out!
I just I got there. It just wasn't
so...
pretty.
Flyers make the playoffs is what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. Currently the Flyers are in the playoffs. They have the last wild card spot by 3 points over
and
the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh,
and
there's
Toronto Maple Leafs. Mm.
So a little caveat there. The yeah. Lightning have lots of games in hand.
They have three.
That's a lot.
That's yeah.
I don't see how that's a lot, honestly.
What do you mean? That's 6 points.
It's 6 points. And how many points ahead of them are they?
Three.
So they would have to lose half of their games.
Look, all I'm saying is that when Thursday rolls around, if the Flyers are still last in the wild card, they're making the playoffs.
I guess you can't lose half of your games if you only have...
Yeah. And then in the West...
Colorado.
Yeah, they're the first wild card team. Thank you. I was going to say that the surprises in the West were Arizona and Vancouver being in the playoffs, and currently Vegas, Calgary, and Nashville are
not
out of the
Is playoffs. Edmonton in the playoffs?
Edmonton is leading their division. They have 35
points. And
that's
not surprising?
They have Connor McDavid.
Can we talk about Connor McDavid and Leon
They've
Dreisaitl
had Connor McDavid for the
pace.
Past
yeah,
three
okay,
years.
But now he has help with Leon Dreisaitl.
He always had Leon Dreisaitl.
Okay, let me put it this way.
Well,
Leon Dreisaitl is finally
Leon
playing Dreisaitl to his potential.
McDavid are on pace for like 200 points each.
It's insane. Can we talk about that? How great.
They're
like,
literally McDavid and Dreisaitl are dragging the team yet again. They're just doing it in a more severe degree.
The best line in the league is McDavid, Dreisaitl, and somebody else on the line. We don't
it's
know
you.
Who they are.
You're the third guy. It
you,
doesn't
you,
matter.
The loyal listener, you're the third guy on the line, and that's still the best line in the league. Drew, how many points does Connor McDavid have? Hurry up. Tell
47.
Me now. Go. How many points does Dreisaitl have?
48.
How many games have they played?
26.
Thank you.
Wow. Come on. That's insane.
I think I saw a thing that says...
Is it 1980?
I think it's like 45% of their offense runs through those two.
Yeah, it's insane. I heard something. It was like other lines that have got, like, had players combining for that many points in like the history of the NHL. And it was all like Gretzky... Messier lines. There was like six other lines and like I think four.
Out of those two, who do you think? I mean, it's gonna be McDavid, right? He gets the MVP out of those two. Do you think?
No, hockey's stupid. So if Dreisaitl ends up with more points somehow, then yeah, he gets it.
That'd be wild.
Hey Drew, how much does Leon Dreisaitl make?
If you give me a second, I'll tell you.
Yeah, but Dev, you forgot the Dreisaitl's not Canadian.
Oh, you're right.
Leon Dreisaitl makes $8.5 million a year.
How much does Jake Voracek make?
$8.5 million a year.
Ooh.
Ish.
That was a great contract by I hate the guy, but Peter Chiarelli, that was probably his best move when he was the Oilers GM was that contract, because that's a fucking steal.
Wow.
$8.5 million for Dreisaitl. You can't make that the norm in today's NHL. If you get a player like that, that's probably another like what $10-11 million contract right there.
So what are the odds that it all falls apart for Edmonton by like January?
Is this your bold prediction?
No,
I don't know. It's
I think Edmonton still makes the playoffs.
It's tough.
Oh, they pretty much guaranteed that they're like. They would have to be
Edmonton's a true wild card team because they have not just the best player in the league, but like the best player in the league for like the I think he's better than Crosby ever. I don't
he's
know.
The best player. All right,
let's put this to bed. Crosby is no longer in consideration for a best player in the league. He just
Connor
isn't.
McDavid
like, this
is
not,
the best player in the world.
This is not like Flyers bias. It's nothing against Crosby. He's amazing. He was the best player in the league for a decade, but he's not anymore. it's McKinnon and McDavid. They're the guys.
It's McDavid.
You have
yeah, McDavid
a player like that.
Is number one, and then it's like after McDavid, it's you know McKinnon, and I don't even know. Then it gets kind of blurry. Like, I mean, at one point in time, I probably would have said Matthews.
I feel like we. The point being was that you have a player like that that can change the game. You have another player like that in Draisaitl. So if they make the playoffs, I don't know. Playoffs are weird. You get a high score. You really only need a couple guys to light it up. That could be it.
Usually the formula is to have two world-class centers, right? Like, you know, Crosby, Malkin. You got Backstrom, Kuznetsov, like,
and you got a half decent goalie.
Yeah, and then a half decent goalie, and then a number one defenseman. The problem is, you would say, oh, and they got you know McDavid and Draisaitl, but they're putting them on the same line. So, who knows if they can keep that up?
Can I paint a picture for a second?
No, Bob Ross, get out of here.
All right, so picture this, if you will: the Flyers make a miracle run to the Cup. Okay, i.e., Sage of 2010.
Is that your bold prediction?
No. It's not my bold prediction. But Edmonton also makes the Cup. And in Game 7, Brandon Manning.
Stop. Get out.
The game-winning goal in overtime.
How do I mute this guy?
Drew,
yeah.
How dare you?
But I'm just saying.
No. Now you're
better.
If it happens, wait.
You.
If it happens.
Game 7.
You can take
Connor
me out back
McDavid.
And shoot me.
Connor McDavid on a breakaway. For some reason, Brandon Manning right behind him.
Pushes him into the
box. Pushes him by accident. He falls. Carter Hart gets the puck. Ices it past whatever dumb goalie plays for Edmonton now. Game winner.
Smith.
Yeah. All right.
Mike Smith
mine's
is...
clearly
no, he's on Calgary, isn't he?
No.
No, he's part of the...
He's part of Edmonton.
Right. Yeah, he's part of it. Yeah, they've been swapping players.
Calgary's like, you know what we need to do to make our team better? Get more Edmonton Oilers.
Listen,
worked out great.
I'm just saying.
They're literally swapping as Calgary gets more Oilers. They slowly become Edmonton.
And Edmonton gets good. Yeah, see, it's interesting how that works.
Anyway, the teams that are currently in the playoffs for the
East. Oh, we're still doing this?
Yeah, we're doing because we got to do the bold prediction, but how is everybody to know if we don't say who's in currently? Boston,
right,
Florida, sure. Montreal, all in from the Atlantic. Washington, Islanders, Carolina, all in from the Metro. And then the two wild cards are Pittsburgh and Philly currently. In the West, St. Louis, Dallas, Winnipeg for the Central. Edmonton, Arizona, Vancouver for the Pacific. And Colorado, San Jose as the wild card teams. Dev, what's your bold prediction?
My bold prediction is that Toronto will be the first seed in the East by the time the season ends.
That is bold.
They're 11 points off the lead of the East.
Yep. That's a bold prediction, Drew. It's not a dumb prediction. Bold.
Okay. My bold prediction is that Florida just folds and misses the playoffs altogether.
It's not really a bold prediction.
It is.
They do that. They do that every year.
Yawn.
Ryan, what's your bold prediction? Because apparently,
I'm...
it doesn't matter what Drew says. Just poo-poo platter all over it.
Buffalo makes the playoffs.
Buffalo makes the playoffs. Oh, I don't know. So we're all just gonna.
Wasn't that my bold prediction last year?
I think so.
Did it work? Did it work?
No.
I don't know. Did it?
Did
they? No, they didn't make the playoffs.
They were close though, right?
Probably. I feel like every team is really close except for like two.
All right, so do I have to defend my pick? Or is that where are we going to defend these bold predictions? Or
I
don't
even care.
Not,
it doesn't matter.
I didn't really have one. I looked at the standings and I was like,
here's
all right,
the thing.
Buffalo.
It doesn't matter what I say. You're just going to shit all over it.
Yes.
So
I only did that because you made me sound like an idiot with my prediction. So I got angry. I'm sorry.
Are you sorry? Have you listened to yourself this entire episode?
I'm sincere.
I know it was like 3 seconds ago. What was your prediction again?
Well, who are you talking to?
Dev, you.
My prediction was that Toronto would be the number one seed in the East by the time playoffs start.
See, that's like a more specific bold prediction. That's You're adding more to that bit. I like it.
Thank you.
Where do the Florida Panthers sit?
They're second.
Second,
but they're also
in the Atlantic.
They also have been outscored on the entire season.
How many points are they up over the last wild card spot?
They're even with the last wild card spot technically.
And then Pittsburgh's got them by a point, but you know.
Yeah, so like that's
but
what I'm saying.
They're second in they're second in the division. So they're fighting within the division there.
Yeah, but like
I don't know.
I mentioned earlier that Tampa Bay has 3 games in hand. So like Tampa Bay is going to get in that top 3 eventually.
Okay, well, they still got to go over Montreal because Montreal's only 1 point or 2 points.
And they got to get past Buffalo because Buffalo's coming.
Buffalo's not going anywhere.
It's not like Florida has this like it. I wouldn't consider it a collapse if Florida missed the playoffs.
Again, I feel like that's just Florida every year though. They're like they're in the fight, and then like the last three games they blow it.
But they didn't have Bob.
Bob sucks this year. He literally. I don't know. I guess Bob. Goalies are weird. If he turns it back on, maybe.
It's gotten better. I know I have him on my fantasy team.
It's Florida. I really. They have
Sasha Barkov.
So they have like a handful of good players. The rest
are
just guys. Again, handful of good players. The rest are a bunch of dudes. And I guess it just comes down to goaltending. Is Bob going to be good again?
Who knows? They have Vincent Trocheck and Mike Hoffman and Evgeny Dadonov and Brett Connolly and Vic Vetrano and Noah Chari.
These are just names.
They have Brian Boyle.
Brian Boyle. Yeah.
I honestly, half of those names you could have just made up.
All right, Rye, defend your statement.
Do I have to?
Yes, you have to.
The hockey gods love Buffalo.
Do they?
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
True, they did. They did.
They did to get
McDavid.
Yeah. Wait, but if you ask them, they wanted Eichel all.
True. Yeah, you have
to. I got blocked by a lot of Buffalo writers. I think I mentioned that before.
Well, yeah, because it was that time that you were like, nobody really wants Eichel over McDavid, and they probably all like, that's not.
They're very. The Buffalo writers are very sensitive, like all of them. It's really funny. Because then there was when Brian O'Reilly crashed his truck into a Tim Hortons. I got blocked a lot there because they nominated him for the Masterson Trophy. And like in essence, it was like he crashed his truck into a Tim Hortons last year.
What a nice guy.
This year he did it. That's a great improvement.
Buffalo has 13 players on the last year of their contract right now.
That's amazing.
I don't know. I really don't.
I look at this league right now, and I really don't see a bold prediction that I could make. That's I could just do what I just did and be like, oh, listen, bad team's
bold
gonna make the playoffs.
You guys are going about this. All right, it's a bold prediction. Odds are your prediction will fail. You're afraid of your prediction failing.
So you're talking to the guy who picked the Blues to win the Stanley Cup last year and was correct. Don't call me bold and make it a derogatory. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Let's just move on.
I won't call you bold.
Mr. Florida.
All right.
I'm doing it. Calgary Flames, Stanley Cup champions.
There you go. That's bold.
All right.
So Toronto is gonna win.
Thanks.
Toronto was being held back because they were all what?
Dev,
what?
We're moving on.
I don't get to defend my pick. All right, fine.
No,
move
go
on.
Ahead.
I don't want
go
to
ahead.
Talk about it anyway.
Now go ahead.
Babcock's stupid.
Basically,
they were all poo-poo fans because they didn't like their coach. Now their coach is gone. They're gonna be good.
But that's the same blow. The same Louis. Oh my god.
The same Louis.
Why can't you guys ever say St. Louis Blues?
It's the same Louis Blues, okay?
That's their strategy. Fire the coach.
Yeah, like it's screaming.
The assistant coach takes over. That's it.
This whole thing is a mess today. Anyways, Dev, it's time. Time for the fantasy weekend review.
The bold fantasy
the St. Louis Blues fantasy weekend review.
Weekend review is here. All right.
I have to actually pull it up real quick because I don't believe what you said.
Go ahead. I hope it's right. Don't refute what I.
Oh, I'm gonna refute if it's wrong.
Let Dev say it. Go ahead, Dev, and then you can yell at him, Drew.
Now I'm really nervous. Hold on.
I don't know if I can yell at him yet. Go ahead.
Hold on.
I don't think you can.
It's sure. Definitely you. Jesus. He forgotten? He's forgotten.
No, I'm right here. Hello? Okay.
Yeah,
hello?
Go ahead. You get to say the words.
Okay. Well, you made me really nervous. And
dude,
I had
you're
to double
fine.
Check my words.
It's 158.9 to 137. Just say the words.
All right. Anyway, winner of the week. Do you guys know who the winner of the week was?
I do.
It was me. It was me, Drew.
Yes, it was.
It was I.
Okay. I get it. It's you.
Winner of the week.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want to do that again? Go ahead. I got what you're saying now. Try it again.
Anyway, I beat Paulie. Crushed him.
Bam, 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 bam. I forgot the sound effect. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's all right. Loser of the week. Finally. It was close post nippers.
Wah, wah,
finally,
wah,
his reign of terror
wah.
Ends.
Can I?
With a mighty thud. What?
Can I say that Ryan should be loser of the week, but not because of points, because he lost to the then 1-6 Pedo's team.
I don't think Pedo's team's been. I mean, his record's pretty bad, but I don't think his team was.
Interesting argument.
Let me see here.
Honorary loser of the week.
Yes.
But not official.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
All right.
Okay.
So, to the dock here. You guys put a bunch of stuff in here.
Yeah, it's almost like we did stuff. You know.
You changed my colors. That's
yeah, I had to change the colors. Do you not know how? Have you ever seen the dock when it's completed?
Well, I made the good things green and the bad things red. Anyway.
Oh my god, the whole thing's supposed to be green. So that's the color of the segment.
Top fantasy players of the week. You'll never guess.
Who is it?
Connor McDavid.
Let's go.
How many weeks is this in a row?
Well, I think it's every week so far.
No.
Had one.
Dreisaitl had one.
Yeah. Drew, did you win this week?
I did.
Okay. Second, Brock Nelson.
What?
Thank you very much. He was the second best player of the week. And Tara Vinen was third. So, there was a lot of action this week. A certain member of the league got his wisdom teeth removed.
Yeah, so...
made a lot of interesting trades.
We tried to get him. We tried to get him on today, but unfortunately he was busy getting a haircut. And,
so, let me paint a picture for you.
Okay.
In the fantasy group chat, we get a text message of our dear friend Paulie with the gauze in his mouth saying, just got my wisdom teeth out. Let's make some trades. And chaos ensued. Lots of trade offers. Not a lot accepted, but there was two. So I guess we'll start with the smaller one. We'll start with mine.
You gonna go with the small one? Okay.
Yeah. Let's leave the big one for last.
Probably best, yeah.
Yeah, so me and Paulie made a trade. I traded William Nylander and PK Subban for Shea Theodore and Andre Burakovsky.
That's a pretty even trade.
I thought so.
It's a pretty even trade.
Yeah, I didn't want to take advantage of my high friend.
Like other people, but yeah.
Like other people tried. I gave him the star power in the names for guys who are performing better. Mm-hmm. There was also another trade way after this day that was made between me and my father. I traded him Tatar
for Getzlaf because you were
so basically who cares for who cares.
Exactly. All right. But now for the good stuff.
Oh man, this was a highly debated topic.
I would like to note that I did veto this trade.
We all know you vetoed the trade.
I thought about it, but I also want it.
I voted to uphold.
I wanted the chaos, and I wanted the person making the trade to know that one player doesn't make the team.
You know, the more I look at it.
All right, Drew, why don't you tell us what the trade was, because I cannot.
Okay, so Pauly traded Brendan Gallagher, Nathan MacKinnon, and Jonathan Toews to our dear friend Tyler Custer for Evander Kane, Matt Duchene, and John Carlson.
Drew, why did you veto this trade?
I mainly just looked at MacKinnon going to Cust for a while, but now I'm looking at it.
Right, so you were vetoing it the opposite way. See, I thought that Pauly was making out here. I mean,
you see, the problem was is I mainly just saw MacKinnon going to a 6-2 team.
And you lost your crap.
I lost my crap.
But you forgot why that team was 6-2.
John
that
Carlson.
6-2 because he had a defenseman putting up over 5 points a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big piece right there, John Carlson. That's like the main piece. And then Evander Kane, who's what? I think he's had like 4 points a game so far this
Evander
year.
Evander Kane, yeah. So not only does he give up, like, I feel like the drop off in fantasy points from MacKinnon to Kane on average is 1 point a game, right? So, like, that's not as lopsided. I mean, obviously, MacKinnon's going to keep that up. And Evander Kane might not, but
I would just
to also throw in John Carlson. I mean, and then the other guys I feel like are just throw-ins, basically. It's basically MacKinnon for Kane and
Carlson. Well, I mean, Pauly still ended up with Matt Duchene, which, I mean, I know he has
so I have
fantasy-wise this
say.
Year, but he could, you know, Matt Duchene's always capable of having a game. That's just ridiculous.
I have some
ridiculous.
Things to say about Pauly's roster. One, of course, he would trade for John Carlson because he's a Caps fan. Two, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Nashville Predators on his roster.
He was very upset about that. He has so many Nashville Predators, but...
Nah, I didn't even take a look at his roster. He's got 5.
He's got
he did this
Johansson,
last year.
Duchene,
he had like 12 Capitals.
Forsberg, Ekholm, and Arvidsson. Yeah, but he eventually got rid of them, not added them.
Because every time I played him, it was like, oh, I have one guy playing on this Sunday, but he has 7 for some reason. It's like, oh, he has all the Capitals and they're playing tonight. Like,
yeah.
So
he did
in
have
our group chat.
He did have 6 Predators, but he just dropped Pekarinen in favor of David Rittich.
Interesting. So the reaction in our group chat seemed to be that Pauly being high really made a terrible trade. But I feel like me and Kush both were on the opposite end of that, where we thought that Cust made a terrible trade.
And I think and I'm that, starting to lean.
And the line of the day was from Kush, who said, "I thought Pauly was the one that was high."
I would like to say that Pauly, I don't think he said it in the group chat, but he later said it to Cust. He said, "I have no recollection." of making that trade, and I didn't even want Duchene.
I think this is my favorite fantasy trade ever. Just not even because of like the players involved. It was just the situation. Like Pauly clearly was on anesthesia still.
Pauly offered me Voracek for McDavid.
At the end, I am curious to see how these players play out. Like at the end of the season, we have to go back to this trade and see who really won the trade.
Pauly is currently let me look at the standings. Pauly is currently sitting at 2-6. If he makes the playoffs, this is why.
This is why. That'd be wild. Either way, I want to go back and look at this trade at the end of the season because, regardless, this was a fun trade just to see unfold. Because this is probably the biggest trade that actually was accepted in fantasy hockey as long as I've been playing fantasy hockey.
Yeah,
this is a blockbuster, and the best part was it was all negotiated in the group chat, so we all got to see it. It happened very quickly. 5 minutes of like back and forth, maybe tops, and then it was
Drew
like,
hit
done.
Veto.
I immediately hit veto.
And Pauly was not; he was probably still in the dentist chair when he made the trade. I just love the idea that Pauly wakes up and he's like, "I extra trades."
The only things that he remembers is getting like because it was an IV for the anesthetic was the IV going in. And then he woke up in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru arguing about a milkshake with his wife.
Meanwhile,
in between that, the trades were made.
I gotta say, I think Pauly won this trade personally, but I'd love to go back and just view what it looks like at the end of the season.
The worst thing that can happen is if Carlson or McKinnon get injured, and we never know.
That would
because Pauly also made a trade earlier in the season, Victor Arvidsson for Jeff Skinner, and Arvidsson just got hurt.
Yeah, he's on IR. Terrible play. I got really that was a horrible play.
Like, can we talk about that real quick? Is that are we allowed to talk about
we
that?
Got, yeah, like, sure. 3 minutes we could put on it, and then we got to move on.
Okay, that was bogus.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
why did he think that was a good idea?
Bortuzzo. Bortuzzo
is an idiot.
Cross checks him into the crossbar, head first. And then Arvidsson gets up, clearly hurt, and Jordan Bennington gives him a shove.
Well, no. You're missing the
cross check in between.
So, Bortuzzo cross checks him into the net, and Bortuzzo is angry because he feels that Arvidsson dived. So while Arvidsson is trying to get up, he cross checks him right in the small of the back where there is no padding. There's nothing there. So he just hit him with a stick as hard as he could, right on his spine, essentially. He bounces, like it's like really brutal. And then as he's getting up from probably recovering from a herniated disc, the goalie hits him. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, that was a brutal play. Yeah,
kicker is it only got one more game than what Goodbranson got for spitting.
Yeah, I don't understand, like, especially because so the players or the Department of Safety, they go off of the like history, right? Like, history matters during these things. This guy, he's been suspended before, and then you're only going to give him 4 games for a deliberate intent to injure play? Like, that's insane.
So what? I'm sorry, Drew. Go ahead.
I was just going to say they're really inconsistent and horrible. How they handle suspensions and player safety.
Yeah.
But what is more annoying to me, I'm used to the NHL being annoying, but like there are so many people on Twitter being like, oh, he dived. It's like, first of all, like if you watch the replay, if you think he dived, I guarantee you you're a Blues fan. Like, he's standing in the crease, and he doesn't see Bortuzzo come up behind him, and then he cross-checks him pretty hard, and he falls. Like, if you're not ready for an impact on ice skates, I don't care how good of a skater you are, you're going to fall. Like, ice is slippery. So, he didn't dive. And even if he did dive, does it give you the right to try to, like, murder somebody? Like, just get over it, you big
dude. Yeah, you took him. Even if it was a dive, you don't have the right to take the guy out for 4 to 6 weeks. That's...
I would like to say something to you, Dev.
What?
It's dove. It's dove. It's not dived. It's dove. And it's bugging me. Every time you say it, it's just bugging me.
You're suspended.
You're suspended. Right. How many games did Bortuzzo get?
Whoop, 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 whoop.
4.
Grammar police.
4? You're suspended for 5 games. Sorry.
All right. that's probably what the NHL would suspend for.
But yeah, Rob Bortuzzo, douchebag. So we're going to move quickly now to our last segment. It's Drew's Picks of the Week. This week presented by the new book, Dealing with Multiple Personalities by...
Drew's Picks of
by Dr. Jacqueline Hyde. And I'm not proud of that one. So I went 1-2 last week. So my overall record's 4-8. Joe missed his parlay, so he's 1-2. Still plus $75 on the whole parlay deal. Dalt's Lock of the Week was not a lock, and he is now 1-2 as well.
Definitely listen to us.
Listen, we are experts at picking incorrect games.
Basically, just do the opposite.
Exactly. So my picks, I got 2 different days here. I got the 28th.
Ball sample size.
Okay, you are.
Jesus.
Mr. Robot there. I believe you said small sample size, but we move forward. To Thanksgiving, my first game, I get the Canadiens over the Devils. And then on Black Friday, I have the Flyers at home over the Red Wings, and the Senators on the road against the Wild. Senators, they got sneaky 11 games.
That is
11
a
wins.
Bold pick, Drew.
Yep. Joey's parlay of the week is, as always, the day you're listening to it, this 27th. It's Wednesday. He's got the Bruins at the Senators. He's got the Leafs at the Red Wings and the Jets at the Sharks. $25 to win 115. And Dalt's lock of the week, also on the 27th, but this time not involved in Joe's parlay of the week, the Capitals at home against the Panthers.
No, he took the easy route this week.
I don't know. Those Panthers.
Can't wait to see the Capitals lose this day.
All right. I just changed it to the Earth Panth and the Duck. But yeah, so it's going to be interesting. Better beware. It's going to be interesting. What do you guys think of the picks?
Nah.
Am I a robot?
No.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was fun. This has been it's been a mess, boys.
Have we done an hour?
Yeah.
Wow. Like my drive has gone really slow. I'm not even close to home.
Well, we also started a little early.
But I started, but my commute is usually an hour, so usually I'm pulling up.
True. True.
But I'm still like 15 minutes away.
Huh.
Anyway.
Well, yeah.
Not that anyone cares.
I mean, we kind of care, but. At the same time, you've kind of just, you know, doo-doo
on
everything.
I don't.
including the intro, just right away, just jumping in. That's how we got everything going. So, yeah, guys, it's been fun.
He's been Drew.
Oh, hang on. There's been. You skipped the whole thing, right?
You can follow
thing.
Him at the Big Drew.
You guys are doing it all wrong. First off, you got to say if you have any questions
Hello,
or comments.
Hello, everybody, and welcome.
You got to say if there's any questions or comments, you can send us an email to wizwithhockey@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at wiz_wit_hockey. You can follow myself at TheBigDrew92. You can follow Devin at DevinS93. You can follow Ryan at SauceBoyKush. That's how you're supposed to do it, fellas. I've been Drew. He's been Devin.
Today I learned that Drew doesn't know how to make a bold prediction.
He's been Ryan.
So wait, can I do all this now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, send an email. Do that. This is Drew. Goodbye.
You nailed it.
Wow, I can't tell the difference.
It's nailed it. Same. Just absolutely fantastic.
All right, Drew, now that you finished talking, go ahead, Coach, talk.
About?
Oh, wait, that was you talking? I thought that was Drew. Wow. Play the clip.